I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We're at episode number 68. I cannot believe it, but we're at 68. And as always, I like to give a little recap of last week's episode. So in a nutshell, I basically talked about not going back, not looking back. And sometimes we get to this place where we go to the place, our old stomping grounds, and we're able to see everything still in place, realizing only that, you know, we're not the same person anymore. We no longer crave the same things that we used to. We no longer are bound by the comforts of what used to be. And we found this new road that we don't necessarily know where it's taking us, but it's taking us away from the place, the person, and the people that we used to know and feel comfortable with, and we have to be okay with that. And this kind of leads me to my next episode. Basically, I'm kind of extending, I guess you can say, the conversation from that. I guess it's knowing how you know that it is time to transition, I guess you can say, and that you know that you're ready to start looking for something different. And for me, I feel like you start to get a yearning for something else. Like I talked about, you know, my friend, she, you know, was basically talking about all the things that I always loved after us being apart for, you know, a couple months. And not seeing each other. And so when we finally got a chance to see each other and she was still talking about the same things, I kind of tuned out because I was no longer there anymore. And while you're in that place that is going to be eventually a place of the past and no longer your home, you get that sense as well. You start to hear the different conversations that are the same and that has been the same for years and years and years. Same old thing that they're doing, just a different part of the season or different year, but the same old conversations, and nothing is moving along, nothing is progressing, and you just feel kind of stuck, and you just feel like there's something more to life than this. Have you ever been in that situation where you just felt like there's something more to life than this? I feel like I'm missing out on life because I'm still stuck here. And you might not even know that you're stuck at the time, but you are just kind of having this awareness that there's something more to life than just this. I want you guys to think of a moment, maybe even now, where you feel like there's something more to life than where you are right now. I'm going to give you guys a few moments to think about it. So yeah, I've definitely had plenty of moments like this. And if you kind of, which I know you do, Little Mermaid is like one of my favorite movies, right? So if you remember the part where she's on the shipwrecked boat and basically she's, you know, looking out the window, she's like exploring this whole area that she was actually supposed to not be, like her father forbid her to explore those areas only because he didn't want to give her the chance, the opportunity to start expanding her mind further than where she was supposed to stay under the sea. And so this boat was shipwrecked. It was a boat that was, you know, ultimately above ground, and it had a bunch of things that they weren't used to. It had, you know, the forks and the comb for your hair, the brushes and the different platters, plates, just anything that you can think of that we see on a day-to-day basis. But under the sea, it's definitely something that they're not used to, because, you know, it's a whole different world. And so when she started to go under there and started to just, you know, get this feeling, this sense of this whole new world, she began to kind of daydream and wish that one day she could be a part of that world. You know, in the lyrics, which I'm going to actually look it up right now, she says, actually, I don't have my phone and it's dead. But if I am thinking of the lyrics, she said, I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, strolling around on those, what's those called again? Feet, because she didn't have any feet. She had fins. She said, flipping your fins, you don't get too far. And I kind of forget the rest of the lyrics. But she's yearning for something more. She sees that there's more to life than flipping around, you know, flipping her fin around under the sea and just doing the mundane things that you do every day, that, you know, her world, her circumstances has grew her up to, that she is like, there's something more to life than this, and I want to explore this. And of course, like, you know, there are cons and pros about this, because you could be wanting to explore a life that might be detrimental. But there are times like this moment where she was able to see that this was something good, or could be something good. And even though her father couldn't see that ultimately it would be good for her, that she, in a sense, had the faith to believe that this was the place that she was supposed to be. And I spoke about this in another episode where, yes, parents have great advice, but sometimes we have these urgences, these promptings in our own spirit that God is giving us to go in a different direction that might be contrary to where they're pointing to, outside of their own comfort zones, because, you know, that's what they were told, or that's what they've experienced, or, you know, from a third point of view, have experienced through someone else. And they saw whether or not they were able to succeed or not succeed. And so they kind of just have a negative connotation towards it. But sometimes, you know, even if it's contrary to what they might believe and what they might feel and what they're directing and guiding you to, if you have that urgency to step outside of that comfort zone, that comfort area, then God is, majority of the time, as long as he's like confirming it in your spirit, that he is giving you that vision, in a sense, because he wants you to kind of explore it. And he's giving you the opportunity to look outside of, you know, the mundane things of life, which are amazing things. But sometimes he wants us to travel further than that. And that's where we are of recognizing when you no longer fit at home anymore, because you will see that people are still focusing on the same things while you're having this idea of something completely different and completely outside of their comfort zone. And again, and they can either hinder you or, you know, push you towards that. And that's when you have to kind of make that choice yourself, whether or not you're going to stay in this old home that you have, this old comfort zone that you have, or you're going to you know, get outside of yourself and take a step of faith into the unknown. And that's also when you kind of begin to start meeting other people, you start to leave room to meet other people because you're no longer focused on these old friends, which not necessarily are a bad thing or bad people, but aren't right for you in the season. And in order for you to grow, you have to grow with the people that can see past where they are and can see past their comfort. And not necessarily where they can completely see everything, but they know that there's something far more to life than this. And so you start to kind of step outside, and it's so uncomfortable. But it's the best thing for you to be able to explore and expand. And that's just like going to university. You start to meet people that are completely different than your old circle of friends, which may be good, may be bad, I don't know. But it starts to expand your mind. When you start to even travel and become more cultured, it starts to expand your mind instead of you wanting to stay in this small town that you're so comfortable and so used to. Maybe it's a farmland and you're just so used to being around cows and like just the small things and farming and things of that nature. Here you are stepping outside of that, and you once again, you see that you're learning, you're growing, you're expanding in your mind, and you're like, wow, I've learned so much in this, what, 3 month time period, 6 month time period, a year, years worth of time, that, you know, far greater than I could have learned in a lifetime. And so you kind of have to weigh the cons of, you know, am I going to do this for myself or am I going to stay stuck where I was because I'm scared of what other people are going to think of me. I'm scared that they're going to, you know, think less of me because I can see greater, or I can see further than where I am now. I can see further than the comfort zone that we've placed ourselves in. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a moment to think of a time, and even now, once again, of how much you've learned by stepping outside of your own comfort. Maybe going to a university for you and your family is completely different. And you may have also had people where, you know, they might have commented like, you know, there's no point of going to a university because, you know, you just need to go get a job. Like, why are you taking out this amount of money, or why are you going to work so you can pay your tuition, investing in something that you don't even know the outcome of, and just having different comments. And then you also have those who are encouraging you. So what are some of the things that you are feeling, and some of the things that they have said, and what have you learned in that duration of time as you actually stepped out into that uncomfortable space? I'm going to give you guys a few moments to think about it. Okay, so if you guys need a little bit more time, you can definitely just pause this episode or even listen to it again, however you want to do it, because there's always nuggets that you might have missed the first time around. But there is so much that you kind of have to think about, so many pros and cons, but stepping out in faith is definitely something that it's hard to do. But if you think about it, one thing for sure, for me, like, I don't ever want to be that person just wishing and wanting and, you know, kind of making up my own story plan of how it might be. But I want to actually know what it's like by actually experiencing it. And thankfully, we aren't animals. That's random, I know. But, you know, if you go into like the zoo and you see all these animals caged up according to their kind, and which is good because, you know, I guess in their case, maybe there's confrontation that happens if it's if they're around certain animals, they tend to prey on them because they're actually their food. So maybe that's a different thing. But yeah, they kind of are caged up according to their kind. And they're behind these bars and just, I don't know if animals actually think or, you know, what their inner thoughts would look like, because obviously I'm not one. But and I haven't really done any research on this. But if we are putting ourselves in their shoes, I guess you can say, and we were humans, we are humans, and we are, you know, pretty much behind a cage, you know, with our kind, then there's no way that we're going to expand our mind and learn about other cultures and learn about other things outside of what we know, because we're so closed off and caged in to a world that only we know, and to a world that just kind of houses people that look just like us. And the only way to explore outside of those bounds is to be able to step outside of the cage and, you know, mingle. and so that's what we have to do, which is hard. Some places are more easier than others. And then, you know, we have parts of our lives and personalities that kind of make it a little bit more difficult. But, you know, over time, it just becomes easier and easier, just like riding a bike. But I don't ever want to be that person who is trapped behind a cage and only wishing and yearning and wanting to know what it's like to be outside. I don't know if you've been there before or are there now, but that's definitely one thing that I never want to do. I don't want to be that person who allowed fear to keep me behind the bars. And of course, it's not an overnight thing, but it's something that through affirmations of, you know, promises that God has given us, we kind of get the strength to be able to move past and to move past the bars and to move past the restraints, to move past the negative comments of other people, and to allow those things to kind of fade in the background and tuning into the bigger picture and our end goal and our purpose and the vision, which is why writing out your vision is so important, because when you see it, then you know, okay, well, this matches with it, so I'll go this way. And this is kind of outside of the bounds of it, so I'm not going to actually even entertain this. And so that's why it's so important to write down your vision and make it plain. But I just never want to be that person. And it's taken a long time to be that. It's taking, and of course, like I said, it's a ongoing struggle, battle, growing moment, so that and ultimately leading you towards getting the fearlessness and the courage to be able to walk those things out. And not allowing the other things, the other hindrances to keep you hindered and bound any longer. So I don't know about you, but I don't want to be that person caged behind. And let me ask you, have you allowed other people or your fear or any type of hindrance in your life to keep you from reaching the goal that you want? You know, whether that be going after a specific career type or going after a purpose, which might be completely outside of what people are comfortable with, and just doing something that you have an urgency to do, whether or not it might not seem to make that much money even in the beginning. But if you have an urgency for it, like regardless of what it might seem like on the outside, we're still supposed to kind of walk towards it, because little by little, God begins to show you different ways of how you can actually make it into something profitable. And of course, that not being the primary thing, but, you know, ultimately it's to serve other people and to share your story, to share your talents, your creativity, and everything that you've been equipped with and the tools that you were given to be able to help other people. And it's so crazy how like each little thing that makes us who we are truly does bring a uniqueness to the world and help serve the people that we were meant to reach. And so just by that simple act of obedience, of stepping outside of our comfort and actually sensing that yearning that we have in our heart, like the Little Mermaid, like Ariel, that we're able to see and start to almost envision this life and research almost like she did at the shipwreck and see all these things that were so foreign to her. But she became kind of accustomed to it by researching it and by doing her due diligence to be able to kind of know, even though she didn't know exactly where those pieces fit, because as you've seen, as she went on land and she actually met the guy, the prince that she wanted to meet, she was inside of the castle and she was so excited to see these things that she had did her research for. But she learned that instead of, I think it was the fork, and she saw it at the dinner table, and instead of using it to eat like a normal person would, she was using it to comb her hair. But we need these real life experiences to be able to show us, oh, this isn't how we actually utilize this tool, but we use it this way. But then also there are times where that is where the innovation kind of begins to kind of spark, because people were so used to using it in a certain way that they wouldn't even think to use it this way. Not necessarily for the fork, but there are other things in your life that you used it a certain way that was kind of odd to other people. But this different perspective can be such an innovative change to the world, and you know, you bring something different and something new. And even if you lacked knowledge in that area, you started to develop something, or you begin to develop something that could actually change the whole world view of how people view and use this thing, or even using this simple tool and developing it and creating it to be something different, having similar elements, but catering it to what you feel that it's needed in the world space. I don't know if you know what I mean, but I don't know if you guys had situations where you've done that before, but it's just crazy how, you know, if we are new to a certain sphere of wherever, we do bring something new because other people are so used to doing it the old way and how they were taught, they don't have that new perspective. And you being the newcomer, you're able to open people's eyes as well. Not only the eyes of the new place that you're going to, but also expand the minds of those who you left behind. So maybe one day you'll see them and they'll say to you, wow, like, you know, it was because of you that I decided to go outside of my comfort zone and go after this desire I had in my heart. It was because of your faith, because of your act of obedience, that I was able to go towards that. And it's just crazy how everything is literally used, and every person that we meet, we do have some sort of impact upon them. And it's just like planting a seed, and you know, once they see almost the end point of us, like how we've reached one of the places that we're headed towards, you know, it kind of sparks something within them as well. And it just helps encourage them to start moving towards a purpose of their own. So I hope you guys learned from today. They kind of went off into a couple of different directions, but I hope you guys learned from today. And until next time.